I don't know if people really recognize how revolutionary this delivery system is,
It
Mod
is.
Max.
As soon as it hits the mucous membranes, it just milliseconds opens up. It opens up those pores, everything gets absorbed in there, and it's an 85% absorption. This is probably the best delivery system there is to get medicines into it.
But then there's also antioxidant properties.
And then also it's antibacterial, antifungal, antimicrobial.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Kong podcast. This is where I have a chance to share with you some of the latest developments in the space of holistic health, longevity, and wellness. I have always honored intellectual curiosity and scientific rigor, combined with real-world practicality. My goal is that what you learn here will help you live longer and live better. Hope you enjoy the journey with me.
Hello, welcome back to the Dr. Joy Kong podcast. So today, I'm so happy I'm doing it on location with my two favorite guests, Dr. Warren and Dan Schmidt. And of course, they are the most popular guests on my show. We've been talking three times.
Yes,
because you guys keep doing amazing things. So today, there's more things to share because you guys are really making a huge difference in enhancing people's health. And I think you just have the kind of brain that just keep churning and keep discovering and keep wanting to innovate.
Right.
And now you have new things that can jumpstart people even further on their health path.
Absolutely.
So what have you guys found out since we last talked? Because we talked about methylene blue, the different formulations, the NeuroPro, which helped with neurogenesis, and the ADHD, which also helped with focus and cognition, and then the brain fog, which is really good for brain health as well, mitochondrial health. So that's kind of the first cluster we talked about. And then you guys brought in the metabolic formulation that jumpstarted metabolism.
Correct.
So what now?
You know, we're always looking for, you know, my job, and I've done this for 45 years, is to help people, you know, optimize their health. We want people to feel better. I'm tired of people, you know, at certain ages, I say older, and they tell me an age, and I go, come on, you're so supposed to feel better, and they don't. And I realized, I thought everybody felt good, you know, and I realized that very few people feel good during the day. I have so many patients coming in that are just tired, or they get to 40 years of age and say, is this all there is to life? The kids are grown, you know, I'm tired of my job, and is there anything else to do in life? So we have that population. Then we have the older couples that are retired in their 70s and they want to live longer and feel better. So it's all about not how long you're going to live, how healthy you're going to be, how you feel every day. And so we started looking at some of the methylene blue products we talked about and said, what else can we do to expand them? That, you know, that Dan and the group with Darren has formed some great products we're going to talk about today. And then I'm just going to spend 2 seconds talking about one product that's sort of dear to my heart, is because I started testing a lot of men in particular and women also for testosterone levels. And I found out that in the hundreds and hundreds that I've done, I've not yet one man under the age of 35 with a normal testosterone level.
Wow.
And that includes, I have a bunch right now, about 10 NFL football players retired in the early 30s. They're coming in with scores like 150, 200 for their testosterone. And I said, what did you guys do when you're playing ball? And they said, the coaches said, take vitamin D and, you know, go on, because they can't take anything. Mm-hmm. Yet these guys are coming in their 30s, worn out, joints are bad, they feel terrible, and they have no testosterone. Yet when we, you know, what school you went to and everything we went to, we're not supposed to start testosterone in younger people because there is some infertility problems, shrinkage of some testicles that people worry about. And fertility is a big one. I looked at every testosterone booster I could try and I couldn't get anybody's testosterone to go up. Mm-hmm. So I started putting a few of them on our shots of testosterone, you know, 2 or 3 times a week at small doses. So I wasn't making them have high levels, but just sort of keeping them even. Mm-hmm. And we started looking at what else could we do. And that's when we discovered that the product we're talking about today is we took Clomid and took half of it. So Clomid, most women remember taking it to have babies or to get pregnant. Mm-hmm. And there's two components to it. And one of them is called enclonafine that has a nice characteristic of building up some testosterone. So we took enclonafine, mixed it with boron. And boron, you say, oh, what does that do? Well, it can help a little bit with testosterone, but it deals with something called sex hormone binding globulin. Because you can have a guy with normal testosterone levels, but when you look at his free testosterone, it's very low because it's bound by the protein or the albumin and the sex hormone binding globulin. So you can have two guys with the same score, total testosterone, but their frees are totally different. And the guy with the least free just isn't feeling very good. So we found out that boron helps decrease the sex hormone binding globulin, so more of your own testosterone is available. Vitamin C. And then we found a new delivery system, which is a mineral oxide delivery system. We call it Mods Max. And it has this nice characteristic about when you put it under your tongue, a dropper full, not a drop, but a dropper full under your tongue, every day, it immediately opens up the mucous membranes in your mouth, opens them up, produces a sort of a hydrogen peroxide reactive oxygen species combination. It's a Fentel reaction is what they say. And we absorb 85% of what's in the dropperful into our blood system. Well, it goes in our blood system, goes up to our brain, and says to the brain, make more testosterone. So for the men, it tells the the testicles to make more. In women, they produce testosterone, from their ovaries or for their adrenals, their liver,
right.
Their fat.
It's the enclomiphene that you deliver.
Right. And it's the enclomiphene that goes in. The boron decreases the sex hormone binding globulin, so not as much as being, bound to it, so there's more free around. The vitamin C stabilizes everything. And we started doing the studies, both in men and women. We were sometimes within a month, 2 months, tripling their natural testosterone. So it's their natural one that's going up. So they're not getting the testosterone, the shrinkage of the testicles. They're not getting the, the shots that they had to do. They don't get that. And they feel much better because it's their own natural testosterone.
Right. And they don't overshoot.
And they don't overshoot.
They don't get into rage, irritability.
Yeah. And I don't have to have these high levels, super, physiological normal, just get them up to normal, they'd feel better. Go from 200 to 600 or, 400 up to 800, just double it or triple it. They feel so much better because they've had no testosterone. And you say, do we see it often? Well, they always say millennial kids are lazy. They don't want to do anything. They play on their phones. They don't have no ambition. They don't care. They don't like girls or boys or anything. They just don't, sort of just neutral. And we find out that once you get them on their testosterone, life changes. They have some enthusiasm about life. They want to get out and do something. And that's what's made me so happy is because, man, I'm making differences in these young men. And I have women the same thing. They're getting their, female hormones are going down in their teenage and 20 years of age that we're seeing. And they're starting to feel better. And because I tell the girls, when you get into your menopause, what's more important? Testosterone to have it up when you menopause for your bones and muscles. And so this is a nice natural way of getting your own levels up without giving you shots or other or pellets or or stupid creams replacement. Yeah, I don't like those.
People are blaming these young kids for not having the drive and not doing things.
Right.
They're not looking at the positive physiologically.
They
these people are damaged. Their biology is damaged.
I had four boys come in at the age of 26 to 30. Their boss sent them in for weight loss. Let's say, okay. And we found out they had no testosterone, hardly at all. So I put them on testosterone. Then we did weight loss. Of course, they build up muscle, burns fat, and start losing weight. Along with everything else. And after about 3 months, their boss comes to me and says, I have the best employees you've ever seen. They go to work on time. They get out, get their work done. They think about things. They have innovative. Wow. He says they work hard to the end of the day. They're not on their phones. He said, I cannot believe this transformation in these young guys in a short period of time. And so that I had to use shots on. But now that we have enclonophene in this product that naturally increases their own, we're going to see a lot of improvement in that age group.
Yeah.
Well, we've also used it in older women. We've also used it in some men who hate needles, which most men don't. But I've used it in a whole bunch of age groups, and we're still getting great improvement.
Always from early 20s and 70s, even people that have been on TRT, replacement hormone therapy. So they can actually get their natural testosterone production back.
Right.
So I have to say over 70, since I'm over 70 at work. So it's still over.
I didn't want to throw that out there, but yeah. He's one of the 30s. But no, and that's one of the other things. And one of the other neat things about this formula is usually boron, as Doc will tell you, it's very hard to absorb. And so through the MODS Max system, as you said about in the oral delivery, we're now able to deliver boron in an absorbable manner. So enclopamine it's not a new drug, but what's happened is that now it's absorbable completely different.
Right.
So we don't have to go to those injections. If you've been on TRT, you can get off that. If you're on, even if you're on pellets, you can help even that out. So it still could be combined with that therapy or it could be used on its own. But as Doc is saying, a lot of young men, they're just jumping right to, what do I do to, I'm going to jump on replacement therapy.
Right.
And now you've shut down all your natural production.
Yeah.
And so that it's horrible.
Yeah, then also in our country.
Is this long-term for people using clomiphene?
Yes, once you start. Everybody says, well, it'll shut off my natural. Well, this is makes your natural. So just age-wise, you're going to slow down.
I
have all these guys in their 50s and 60s are saying, well, we want to cut out our testosterone. I say, you don't have any to begin with, so it's not going to make it much worse. So we're using it at all age groups, and I think just bringing up their natural ones. And then in our country, there's a lot of people still doing testosterone for men once a week in their butts. The same thing with the pellets.
Right.
What happens is they get these high testosterone levels. Their wives can tell the next day they took it, sort of dizzy or testy, as they say. And then it goes down over the week. The body, you know, pulsates testosterone every day. Mm-hmm. And so if you're doing it like I do in my patients, subcutaneous twice a week or three, some guys do it 7 days a week, a small amount, they're getting that natural pulse, which this will do, and they're going to be even. They're not going to have those ups and downs. The body's going to like it because it's, we make testosterone daily. And the way we've been doing it for years for men has just messed up a lot of people over the years. All the side effects come from that.
And it's a natural estrogen blocker. So you don't have to worry about if you're on these other
right,
medications.
That's a all major of a sudden, concern.
You start crying. Yep.
Or then with a gynecomastia.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or crying at a commercial when you didn't plan on it. There's nothing to cry over. but no, so all those things are taken care of. And like Doc said, they're energized. They're enthusiastic again. They can think. Right. They can perform. And unfortunately, we've held these back for so long. And we were just at A4M, the American Academy of Anti-Aging, and all the doctors there were just floored. Because what do we do? Where can we go? And now that this is really absorbable, now they have something.
That has been one of the dilemmas that a lot of people are concerned that they're shutting down their own hormone testosterone production, and then also fertility concerns, and then the testicle shrinkage.
Yep.
And then the concern that once they get on, then they can't get off, because if they take that away, then your testosterone level just plummets.
That's right.
So they feel like they got on the train that they can never get off.
You're 100% right. And that's what this covers, is that we're letting them just stimulate their own brain to make their own testicles. And they say, why did testosterone go bad in these young kids? Most of the theory is food, processed food and ultra processed. Maybe some frequencies, but mostly it's just their bad diets. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I had my highest score recently was a guy who was 777 for testosterone level. Okay. He's never been on testosterone, 78 years of age, but he grew up eating, you know, the meats and the elk and the deer and the vegetables he grew in his garden. He had a 700 score with never taking testosterone.
Yeah.
Yet you see these young kids down at 150, 180, 200. And there's a big difference. The food was doing it.
Yeah. Well, I did hear research that was presented at A4M. This lady, they were studying mice that were either exposed to cell phone with real signals versus placebo, which means cell phone that are sitting there with no signals. So I think they exposed the mice for about 2 hours every day for 45 days. And at the end, I think it was about 2 months. And then they measure the testosterone before and after. The one that got real radiation exposure is 50% of the ones that got placebo.
Exactly. And where do we usually, we always have our phones on us, and those frequencies, our bodies are frequencies.
Yeah.
And so since our bodies are frequencies, guess what? It does. It interrupts those.
I just want to know how the mice held up the phone. Mice will stay on the phone.
It must have been a game Candy Crush.
I mean, apparently they were in the cage. They didn't have anywhere to escape. Yeah.
But I believe you. That's true. 100%. And then if they failed them, even bad foods, it even accelerated even more to have no testosterone.
Right. So, but when people take some, well, first of all, lean clomiphene, how are doctors giving that before that medication?
There's some out there, but again, it just wasn't absorbed. Warren wasn't absorbed, and nobody wanted to take Clomid because it had so many side effects.
I see.
So there's a few people and products out there that are using some crazy combination, and you know, like tadalafil within clomiphene and things like that. They're just not absorbing it. That was the thing that
most of them are putting them in a capsule.
Yeah, they put it in a capsule. Nothing gets absorbed. 20% absorption. So this doesn't work. Or if you do get the dose high enough, they're going to get all the side effects. Mm-hmm. And so that's what. You know, being able to absorb more, 85% absorption in your mouth, that makes a big difference.
Right.
And you can use the smallest dose to get better.
We haven't, in all our trials that we've done and all the, you know, people that we've been
working with, anybody's complained about one thing. So,
yeah. So once a person start taking this, could it elevate their testosterone level to the point where if they stop doing this, taking this supplement, that they can just sustain it?
Well, it depends on if they change their diet, you know, a lot of other variables. We haven't gone that far to know, but most of the people, as soon as they stop it, start feeling bad again, they're going to come back to it. But if someone changed their diets and some other things, maybe they'd keep it up. But again, it's stimulating your
diet, exercise. I've seen people who actually improve their natural testosterone production.
Yeah,
muscle mass
and eat properly and everything else. So there's some people who watch for it, but take some effort for them to do it.
Right.
Okay? And that really brings up our next, what we were talking about, where Doc was kind of bringing in, was actually our other mitochondrial health, because as Doc will tell you, mitochondria are responsible for
everything in our life. The powerhouses, everything we do is based on mitochondria and is the root of all problems, because inflammation they thought was, well, inflammation doesn't occur until the mitochondria start dying off and getting not working and functioning at the highest level. Then inflammation comes, then all the diseases and chronic diseases. So our belief is mitochondria is where the action's at.
Mm-hmm. Yep, foundational. And that's actually what helps build testosterone and hormones, regulatory and producing them. Mm-hmm. And that's why when we were looking at, we had our podcast before about methylene blue and how it jumpstart the mitochondrial function, mm-hmm. ETC chain, electrotransport chain. So as we looked at that, what do we really need to make that function? Well, that was one jumpstart. And as we've been doing this and going through it with Darren and myself and Dr. Warren, as we're looking at, well, what can we do to improve that? And those electrical influences that we have do have effects on our mitochondria. So we have to strengthen that. And so what we really did is we looked at the full foundation of mitochondria, building from creating new cells, jumpstarting existing cells, and actually getting rid of old cells. So we're really looking at that whole thing. And so as we did that, one of the things is that when we improve mitochondrial function, we also improve hormone function.
Right.
And those that we're doing are what we call our UCOS, or our Ultimate Cellular Optimization Program, increased by another 15% when they're doing the other, because they're optimizing, guess what? Mitochondrial function and health.
Right, which gives the cells the energy to actually produce more hormones.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So we're working at, it's like I have a house and all I do is I look at the inside. Man, those curtains are beautiful. Let's get a new couch. Oh, what do I need to, we all rush out for these different supplements, but we never really look, what is my foundational structure? You know, what does it look like? What am I built of? Straw? Am I brick? What am I on? Am I going to crumble? And unfortunately, most of us, our foundations are crumbling because we're not supporting them and we don't know where to start. So what we did is we made it really easy.
Right.
We made it so that we can now get biogenesis of new cells, right? So we're creating new cells, supporting that, jumpstarting existing so they're working properly, and then getting rid of old cells, autophagy. It's just like on our skincare. You'd never use your skincare not give you something as collagen to take in your mouth or vitamin C or things of that nature, biotin for hair and nails, you know, and then actually use hyaluronic acid or moisturizer on our face and then exfoliate. But when it actually comes to our cells, that's what they need to do. And we don't do it very well. Mm-hmm. Nope. So we made a program, and I'll let you hold that, that's actually looking at that as a 24-hour optimization of foundational mitochondrial support. So I don't know if you've heard of spermidine before.
Yes.
Spermidine's great.
Yes, it is.
Great for getting rid of autophagy or old cells, sloughing them off. When you look at the blue zones, which is where they live really long, one of the common characteristics was that they had high, high levels of spermidine. Mm-hmm. So it's getting rid of the old stuff. So we do that, and we also give NAD in the morning.
So that's in this formulation? Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. It's called Activate.
Yep,
okay.
Activate. We take that in the morning, and then we get NAD. We also have, which is food-grade NAD for building of new cells. Then we also have our vitamin C and our Mods Max. As Doc talked about, super important. That's why all of our liquids have Mods Max.
Right. So everything has Mods Max to support it.
So this is our activator in the morning, followed right after that, about 15 minutes later, 30 minutes later, is actually our other two tablets, which are PQQ, NED, and then it also has our methylene blue. Mm-hmm. And then you've got methylated B12. And then you also have, like I said, your copper peptide.
Yep.
Okay.
And you know copper peptides and peptides very well. Mm-hmm. These two will talk a lot about that. Great for skin. Not only that, but also great for the ETC chain as far as being able to conduct that wave and that electricity that we need.
Yeah. So can you explain all the ingredients you have in there? So you said you have the NAD, what does it do for?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. It's the thing, it's the basis of a lot of things we do in our life. And that a lot of people, I used to have people come in and say, oh, we want an IV of NAD, you know, and I just see their faces just when I did it, they just pain in their face.
Oh, it's horrible.
Do you want to turn flush? And so we found out that when we did the NAD this way, we got the benefits from people who used to take it IV or subcutaneous. Mm-hmm. They had the same benefits of NAD, but in this pill form. And so that made me more positive because, man, I hated that flush and that pain in the chest, all having a heart attack. And it's like, no, you're not having a heart attack, but, you know, yeah, it's not fun to take. And so that one, you know, energizes everything in the body and maintains it. So that's where we like the NAD. Again, a lot of people hear about it nowadays. But I like it in this pill form because people still think it's got to be subcutaneous. And I say, go ahead and torture yourself, but try this and see how you feel. And when you have patients trying, hey, this works as good.
So they feel an elevation in their energy level. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Okay.
And it's supporting new mitochondrial growth. And the other thing is, for a long time, they thought you could only do it by, guess what, either by injection or taking a precursor.
Right.
These other ones that are out there, but they're only precursors and only measuring precursors. No one's really measuring true NAD, even after taking a, you know, IV or a shot. But NAD actually comes from our food. So we use a extremely high-grade food source.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the other key ingredients is PQQ. PQQ is really the door opener for the NAD.
Mm.
So now it can actually be absorbed very well. And PQQ is good for creating new cells or biogenesis of new cells. So those two combinations are helping build new cell. And then we're actually
creating more new mitochondria.
Correct.
Right?
Mitochondria. Because we're making them every day, but we just got more healthy ones to start out healthy. Instead of trying to build them to be healthy, they're coming out healthier. So.
Correct.
Okay.
Supporting what we need to actually build it.
Okay.
And mitochondria turnover is 2 to 8 weeks. That's turning over, you know, rapidly in our body. So that's why keeping after it daily is really important. The other thing, you want to talk more about copper peptide?
You know, we use copper for so many processes in our body. You know, we talk about it in face, you know, GHK copper for faces. I put it into joints. It'll help people's joints heal up faster and the collagen. So copper, we're finding out, is a cofactor in a lot of the processes in our body. Mm-hmm. So every time you turn around, there's copper there. We just don't talk about it because it's copper. Mm-hmm. And everybody thinks it's cheap like a penny or something. But there's so many things in our body that are run by these natural products in our life. I've been talking, we're working on a book right now comparing our bodies to the NVIDIA superchips in the computer. We're further advanced in our bodies, but they use the phosphate and the boron and copper and all these things in it. And all these minerals are so vital in our body. And if we don't have them, you can't build or do anything. And so we're trying to get them in a form that will be absorbed and be utilized at the same time. And so that's what makes it so much better to have these healthy mitochondria.
And B12, methylated B12, mm-hmm. important because a lot of people cannot absorb.
Absorb B12 as well.
So methylated B12 is absorbable.
Okay.
And so super important. So more energy that we're supplying to our bodies and to our mitochondria,
mm-hmm.
Which is really important. And then, of course, we have the methylene blue in there to jumpstart existing mitochondria where they can donate,
right.
Take away electrons.
And this is how you guys started everything. Yes, exactly. The methylene blue.
But so, as you look at that, we're hitting one spot, but really, we got to look at all.
It's a big whole area. That's what I think is so cool about it. So we're talking about here back and forth. So
yeah.
We have a fun time. This is fun, as you already know.
Yeah. Okay. So the first, you want people to take this first, and then you give a little bit of time to take this. Is it because of the MODS Max?
Because the MODS Max is opening up those cellular, not only submucosal membrane, but also cellular absorption, bringing down biofilms as well, so the body can absorb things. And the plastics and all the things we have also builds up biofilm, so we don't absorb as well. So that opens that up. And
I think this is actually very exciting. I don't know if people really recognize how revolutionary this delivery system is, the MODS Max.
It is.
So I wanted to talk a little bit why this is so exciting, why you're incorporating it in your liquid form of your products, right? So you're saying that, one, it breaks down biofilm, and you're saying even around plastics.
Again, in our mouth, as soon as it hits the mucous membranes, it just milliseconds opens up. There's all these chemical reactions you'd remember from medical school or graduate school, and called the Fenton reaction. It opens up those pores, everything gets absorbed in there, and it's an 85% absorption. So you always read, why hasn't anybody used it? You know, and I look around the world, the East, you know, Eastern Europe use it, Europe use it, United States, just no money in it. So they try to make all these new inventions when this is probably the best delivery system there is to get medicines into it. We use a magnesium is our oxide we use. There's some zinc ones. There's some other ones that you can use. But this one we've had the best success with, and just open up those pores, get it in there, and then it closes it and seals it so we're not getting extra crap going into our bodies. And then, like I said, even with the boron, it's interesting. It's a new delivery system down the line in our gut to open it up and get absorbed in our gut. So we're trying to hit it from as Dan said, from different, you know, areas to get better absorption.
Yeah.
Because right now, you know, pills don't get absorbed. And so we keep up the dose, still doesn't get absorbed. Then we get all the side effects. We're not happy. So this is why we're doing this with the MODS Max. And everybody's just ignored it. When I started going at first saying, oh, this is sort of dumb. Then the more research I do, I realize, man, I can't believe no one's not doing this because we just accidentally found a group that was using it. They were using it for agricultural products. Mm-hmm. And we started looking at it, going, my gosh, why isn't anybody using that? And so that's where we turned around and started using it. And the more we do research on it, we look at it, there's all these studies done mostly in Europe as the best delivery system there is. And so we're really happy with it. I think better than troches or other things. And that's where we're getting the absorption from this opening up, closing it, and working good.
And everyone tries to talk about these other deliveries. Like, doc, it's way more advanced than anything else that's really kind of out there. We talk about liposomal. We talk about nano. We talk about all these things. And it sounds great in the marketing. Some of it just really isn't. I won't go into it all. But, you know, fat is melts at a certain temperature when you put it in your mouth. I hope you're a little bit warmer than fat. So a liposomal will break down right as you put it in your mouth. So there's things that we all get mixed up on in marketing. And one of the things that's really different about us and Doc is that Doc's been doing therapies for years and years and years. And we know how important it is that this is just a start. This is just foundational. Everything else that's being done in your office, it's being done with Doc and other therapies that are out there, whether it be light therapy, whether it be hyperbarics, whether it be, you know, I don't mean to leave anybody out, stem cell therapies, all these things are enlightened and helped when we have a good foundation. And so we can build off that foundation. So we're like, what can we do? This is where you start. And we have a new one that we're going to be doing that, you know, this is our ultimate cellular optimization. So it's really taking that 24-hour system. We're going to do another one that's an earlier one. So it's affordable anywhere from 30 up to the 180, depending on what people want to do. But when you add all those components into it, it's amazing.
Okay. I want to finish up the delivery system because I know there's some other properties of the MOTS-C, MOTS Max. One is that it can break down biofilm. One is opening up the barrier of the skin, of the mucosa to deliver system deep. Is there a window that is open?
Just milliseconds.
Milliseconds. Okay.
Yeah, but things get absorbed in milliseconds.
Right. But then there's also antioxidant properties,
Antioxidant properties.
Yeah.
But vitamin C as well. That's why it's combined. And then also it's antibacterial, antifungal, antimicrobial.
Mm-hmm. So it allows the shelf life to stay.
Yes, it does.
A much longer time. Yeah. Okay. So
there's a lot of good properties of it. So
yeah. So this is a tablet form and this is a liquid form. And the liquid is the one that has the MOTS Max, right? And then this other one that's used in conjunction, the nighttime
formula. So that uses microdoses of melatonin. Why we want to spike our natural melatonin production. So get the right circadian rhythm. And then as well, we have GABA in there and boron. Boron, as we talked about, again, at night, because that's when our hormones do their, settling of things and redoing our hormone optimization. So that's why cortisol levels for a lot of people are spiked opposite. So it helps with our sleep. So we can restore ourselves. And that's what we call it, restore. So everything's more at an optimal level in the morning. Cortisol levels. The other thing we looked at is, hey, what do we need to do? Because one of the things we're kind of looking at as we're going through all this, we also need to help control inflammation. Mm-hmm. So all this is actually working together to help control that inflammation, get hormone optimization, get really a foundational working for biogenesis new cells, get jump starting existing, and get rid of the old stuff. So that's really what's important about that. Mm-hmm. Everything else you take from there will be enhanced because mitochondria are functioning at their best.
Yeah. So you take out the bad cells, senescent cells, right? Spermidine helps you do that. And then you supercharge mitochondria. You promote this regeneration of itself. And there are more of them. And they absorb the energy source. And the NAD helps with the activity of
activity
the cells.
Everything, right.
And then you allow the body to restore to actually the nighttime rest is not only good for your hormone production, but it's good for the testosterone as well.
Everything. Yes. It goes through the night. And so, you just have to have that basis, and that's what we're going after because nothing else is going to work. You have all these people that bring me every supplement known to mankind in your office, 90% go in the garbage, the duplicates of the other ones, but nobody's going to the basis and fixing them up. Mm-hmm. And that's why, I got excited about all the products and what we're doing is we're getting right down to the root cause deep down there to make a difference. That's where we're going to get a lot of improvement that way.
Yeah. And what do people notice when they do try taking this?
I think I get a lot of energy. Sorry.
Notice the smiles.
The smiles. Excited. And that's what I think is people come in and they're feeling better. They're having energy. They feel better. The young guys, their testosterone levels are happy. They feel happier. They're ready to go out and do something. And it's fun just to see people feel better. That's just how many people come to your office and all they can say is, I don't feel good. I'm tired all the time. I don't feel good. And you say, well, no, not another one. Because you don't know what to do. Here's some vitamins where they don't get absorbed. So that's not going to help. You know, you do an IV, it's gone in a few hours after you give them the IV of certain things. And so this is the first time I feel like I'm doing something that build up the basis so that I can make them feel better. So if I do add other things down the line, they're going to do much better. Even some of the peptides, we know the peptides, whether they're the bioregulated ones that are out there, you know, like the that you talked about one time, the calcicin bioregulator peptides or the other peptides everybody talks about, they work at such a higher level once we get the basis in there. And that's what we're trying to promote now is to, hey, get your peptides will work, but hey, let's get this done first. Then we can add and stack on top of
it. There are layers of health. I think sometimes people forget to accept it because they think that, oh, someone says that peptide works really well, or TB500. So if I take it, it doesn't work. Well, it's not a great peptide, right? Not realizing you have layers in your health, then there may be a foundational piece you just forgot to address.
Exactly. So you might get someone that's a slow responder, non-responder. It's not that the peptide isn't there or even anything else that you're taking, but is it really being absorbed and being optimized by your mitochondria? Are they damaged so much that you're not getting what someone else is receiving?
Yeah.
And that's usually more the case.
Right.
Not always, but that's the foundational start.
So if it didn't work for somebody, it's not the time to badmouth the peptide. It's the time to realize, oh, I'm missing something. Let me dig a little deeper.
Right. That's exactly right. And you don't see that because when the peptides came out, most of the guys that were using peptides were what? They were healthy to begin with. So they felt even better on the peptides. The rest of people will try and hear about it and say, oh, I want that peptide to work or that one. They don't work as good because their foundation is bad. It's made out of straw and they don't feel good. But you think about it, the guys who start out with peptides were already healthy to begin with.
Yeah.
And they felt the benefits. They did a lot better on them. So everybody else tries to mimic that, but they just forgot. They got a lot of work before that time before peptides.
Start walking before
you
walk.
I can't wait to introduce my patients to try this out, to fundamentally elevate their energy, right? It's going to be beneficial for anything else they do, whether or not it's stem cell therapy or peptides.
Anything.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah. So,
and they'll start to feel it. You asked about, you know, how soon you'll feel it.
Quick.
Some people feel it really quickly. I'd mentioned someone that's here behind the camera. He takes some things in the morning. He's like, I can feel it that day. If I go 2 days, I can feel a difference. And one of the things, we're unconditioned to listen to our body. And so as you start going with this, people start to notice and they start to feel it more. And you'll feel a difference within a few days, a week, definitely within 30 days. You'll definitely feel a difference. And everything else that you're doing and supplementing with, you'll also feel the difference because that will help with any other supplement you're taking to absorb better.
Yeah.
So you will start to feel that difference really quickly.
Yeah. And this one only has 5 milligrams of methylene blue,
right? Per tablet.
And the other two, they don't have methylene blue, right? So how do you use this in conjunction with the other products you have? Because people love, I mean, a lot of doctors' offices love your product. A lot of organizations actually have adopted your products to, you know, to give to patients. So how do you, because people are already loving what they have, right?
How does this fit in? This really, rather than just jumpstarting right to, I'm just going to go to methylene blue because I hear biohackers talk about it or whatever. This really, again, foundational start to finish, right? But we might need a little bit more of a kickstart in certain areas. Or antibacterial, antifungal, it's, you know, hydroxychloroquine came from, you know, methylene blue. So if you need more methylene blue, or if I'm traveling, when I go to a conference or anything, I'll pop some more methylene blue. Or if I need that, I'll adjust that. Mm-hmm. So here you have a good start to that. But if I need more, I'll take a little more NeuroPro Plus or a little bit more of the methylene blue.
The other thing is, you know, we talked about it before, is that there, methylene blue is this product. If you don't take any, it doesn't work. You take too much and it gets all the side effects. So putting just 5 into here, we expected people to take the other methylene blue products so they never go past that 3 to 4 milligrams per kilo per day. Then you start getting the side effects and you hear all these haters out there, methylene blue causes blue brains or does this or that. It's because they're on 5 or 6 milligrams per kilo a day of methylene blue.
That's a lot.
So that's a lot. And so we've made this purposely at that level so that you can take the other methylene blue in it, so you don't get to that point of having the side effects. Mm-hmm. That's right.
And the other important thing is, too, you're being attacked daily. We're being attacked by our cell phones, being attacked by everything that's being emitted, our food. So it's not, I just take something once and, hey, I'm good to go. It's supported.
Yeah. And then this, of course, can help with a testosterone.
Right.
A supplement.
It makes the testosterone work a lot more effectively.
And I want to ask you you know, a lot of people may want to know, you know, what if I'm a woman? Like how much would this testosterone, is it going to give me too much?
They always ask, I'm going to get hair. I'm going to get this. I said, no, it builds you up to what your natural levels are. Okay. Mm-hmm. It doesn't super, you know, physiological dose.
So it's great for women as well.
It's great for women. I said, we tried a lot of women on it, the 20-year-old women, the older women. You know, if you have that hereditary hair on the face, you know, because you're from certain cultures, you might get a little bit because it's testosterone, but you don't get it like everybody thinks you're going to get a beard or anything else. Those people had different receptors in their faces for that kind of testosterone. But if this is going natural and building up their natural testosterone, your body has its cutoff, mm-hmm. you know, and they'll get the benefits, but they won't get all that other stuff, all the negative things. We haven't had any hair growing on faces.
Yeah.
And as an oral dose, it can always be, you know, monitored. Well,
we can always
and change
half
a little bit.
Dropperful.
That's right.
And just remember, it's a dropperful, not a drop.
Yeah.
Okay. Some people, I just took a drop. No, it's a dropperful.
Okay. So do you usually dilute it in water and
nope.
drink it?
Just right under
its lip. You want it to be sublingual.
Well, you want to sit in your mouth at least 30 to 40 seconds. So it has enough time to really open up or drop it in there. So that's what I recommend. And if you swallow some, it's still going to get absorbed in the stomach because of the process. But if you can keep it in the mouth a little bit longer, it's going to be better.
And that's phenomenal because of this Mods Max delivery system, right?
That's correct.
Which is really exciting because some people have resistance toward peptides because they don't want to inject themselves every day.
Yes. Or when you actually activate peptides, if it's, you know, been in a powder form and you activate, it doesn't stay, you know, it deteriorates in time pretty quick.
Right.
When we use it with the Mods Max, it actually preserves that. It acts as a preservative. So it acts much differently. So you have a longer use and shelf life.
Yeah, that's super exciting. I mean, that can make a huge shift in this field. People really love peptides.
They do.
And you can make it easier for delivery.
And get a better effect too. So.
Yeah, that would be a huge contribution for people. Yeah.
All right.
So yeah, wonderful. I'm so impressed by your constant search for better solutions for people. It seems like probably in a few months we'll be talking about other products.
We will. We're innovating some new things.
Okay.
We'll give the talking stick back to Dr. Joy.
the talking stick.
Yeah. But anyhow, thank you so much for your amazing work. Yeah. So I guess I'll see you next time.
Okay. Right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Hope you enjoyed the content. And if so, please rate and follow this podcast. To reach me, you can contact Uplift Longevity Center. That is Uplift with a Y. You can also subscribe to my YouTube channel, Joy Kong MD. See you next time.